Welcome to part two of the Transsexual Technocracy. I am your host, Tabitha. You're listening to White Wellness on the American National Radio Network. That was Aerosmith with Dude, Looks Like a Lady, back in 1987. And they have been promoting this agenda for a long time. This show, or this song rather, was played in that Mrs. Doubtfire movie. So they've been promoting this idea of autogynephilia for quite some time. So you're asking yourself, probably as you're listening to this, what is autogynephilia? Well, let's break down the word. Auto means self, right? Like autobiography. Gyn means woman, like gynecologist, right? And philia means fetish. So an autogynephiliac is someone who has a fetish. It's a man who has a fetish to basically dress like a woman and become a woman. And it's pretty obvious that a lot of these men who are trannies, like this Rachel Levine, Caitlyn Jenner, all these guys, Jennifer Pritzker, Martine Roseblatt, all these types of Rothblatt, all these are autogynephiliacs, right? These are fetishes. They're not necessarily trapped in the wrong body. They're fetishizing a woman's body. Pretty disgusting. Can we be surprised? We cannot. Everyone I mentioned there was a Jew, with the exception of Bruce Jenner, who has been intensely Judaized. More like Bruce Jenner, right? Thoughts as Caesar saying, saw the title and the music made sense instantly. Yeah, I try to always pick a song that like goes with it. So like this part of the show, we're going to talk about autogynephilia. In the prior part of the show, we were talking about more like the disembodiment aspect of transsexualism, transgenderism, and transhumanism. So that's why I played the Type O Negative song, I Don't Want to Be Me, because that's, I think, how a lot of these teens or children must be feeling right now. And what an awful, how awful is it to pathologize childhood, adolescence, you know, just sickening. But the Oy Vey's pathologize everything. So autogynephilia, derived from the Greek for love of oneself as a woman, is a term Blanchard, Ray Blanchard, coined for a male propensity to be sexually aroused by the thought of himself as a female, intending for the term to refer to the full gamut of erotically arousing cross-gender behaviors and fantasies. And of course, this can be a tipping point into pedophilia, right? This is really, really, really creepy, like skin crawling type of stuff. I'm making a face, just an unsavory face, like I ate a lemon or something whilst I'm even orating this type of this information. So basically they're deluding younger people that probably aren't autogynephilic into promoting this. So typically these autogynephilic guys aren't necessarily like these very effeminate looking guys. Like the guys who typically become women who aren't autogynephilic are like these effeminate guys who probably in all reality, maybe they're homosexual, maybe they're not, they probably have some type of hormonal aspect to it. And that's another thing a lot of people just don't talk about. They don't talk about the Jewish angle either. There's a hormonal thing going on with all of the populace, not just people who think they're trannies, not just people who are, you know, like butch lesbians or effeminate homosexual men. There's something going on with everyone's hormones in this world, which is a very hormonally toxic world to just exist in. So that's another factor to think about altogether, which we kind of touched on a little bit when I was talking about xenoestrogens and precocious puberty in the part one of this broadcast. So these people who do the autogynephilic things are typically like men who are more masculine looking men. They're not necessarily men who are more like the feminized type of guys. These are men who like legit have a fetish where they just want to look like women. Sometimes these people who don't necessarily go ahead and get all the surgery, if they can't afford it or it's not possible because of whatever else in their life, some of these people will actually wear this silicone bodysuit that is like a bodysuit that you can put on, like how me and Mike talked on that White People with Coffee show a couple of weeks back, or maybe even a month plus back, about this Chinese muscle suit you could buy. So if you're a guy and you want to look like that steroid type of muscular look, you can wear this ludicrous, ridiculous muscle suit. Of course, if you're obese, it wouldn't work. You have to be like, you know, a certain weight. But you can also buy a synthetic suit. You can buy the face as well as the entire body. So the face would look like a woman's face. Then you can buy the entire bodysuit, which would have breasts. It would have a woman-shaped hips and butt. It would have like genitals, like not like real ones, just like the idea of what like genitals would look like. And men can actually wear these suits out on top of wearing female clothing, female accessories, you know, lipstick, all the type of stuff that usually goes along with that. This is obviously a fetish. Obviously a fetish. So here's a little bit about it. It says, it's a proposed psychological topology of, quote, gender dysphoria, transsexualism, and fetishistic transvestism, created by Ray Blanchard through the 80s and the 90s. He is an American-Canadian sexologist known for his research on studies on transsexualism, pedophilia, and sexually orientation. He found that men with more older brothers are more likely to be homosexual than men with fewer older brothers. And I've heard that too. Oftentimes the youngest boy in a family will be homosexual, especially if there's brothers. Blanchard characterized trans women, that means men, into two groups. Homosexual transsexuals, who are exclusively attracted to men. These would be like the ones who are typically maybe more effeminate. And those who seek sex reassignment surgery because they are feminine in both behavior and appearance. Like, hey, like those kind of people. And then there are the autogynephilic transsexuals who are sexually aroused at the idea of having a female body. Okay, so you could tell one person is an effeminate guy, typically a homosexual, who feels like his mannerisms and appearance are more female, right? And then the other one is a guy who may be more of like a masculine type of guy, maybe more masculine in behavior and appearance. And this is someone who becomes a transsexual because he is sexually aroused at the idea of having a woman's body. Pretty sick shit, if you ask me. I mean, there are a lot of paraphilias or fetishes out there, but this is pretty sick. This makes me think of that Silence of the Lambs movie with that Buffalo Bill character, right? Wasn't he an autogynephilic? And I also think of, what's that film? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which was based on two serial killers, one of who I think was also autogynephilic, a guy named Ed Gein, who I think would murder women and then cut off their genitals and like either wear them or store them in like a box of salt. So like, this is some pretty sick shit. It puts a lotion on the skin. Exactly. Yeah, that's the type of shit. They're low budget trannies. Dudes were wearing the precursor shirt to the muscle suit by the mid 2000s that compressed their fat tops. I think I remember seeing something like that. You could buy, oh yeah, I remember that. It was like this girdle type of shit that you could wear. It was put in the dudes magazines like Maxim's and GQ and stuff. Yeah. Crazy. They promote their stuff to women too, to wear. Obviously it's a little bit different, but like they promote the same type of, insanity. So this is basically what it seems like the people in power who are doing this type of stuff, like these oy veys. It's basically like a narcissistic worship of oneself, but oneself as a female. So like there's a really sick, twisted thing where the person is like thinking they're a female. They're getting turned on by the fact that they're a female. And there's like this creepy type of objectification that's being done at the same time. It's just really, really weird. And there are different types of autogynephilia. There's transvestic autogynephilia, which is arousal to the act or fantasy of wearing the lady's clothing. There's behavioral, which is doing something regarded as feminine, like maybe like cooking or sewing or something. There's physiologic autogynephilia, where the fantasy is about body functions. Like this gets pretty crazy, where they could actually probably pretend they were getting their period, pretend they were, you know, maybe going through labor. And there are some trannies out there who like to fake a period. There are also some trannies, this is particularly really, really, really sick. There was a tranny somewhere in some birth group. I heard about this months back, I think even last year. And I think some women had actually welcomed this tranny, I'm talking about a guy now, into this birthing group, like just trying to be nice, how a lot of women are just, you know, nice and accepting and want people to feel like they fit in. We're always taught to be, you know, we're made of sugar and spice and everything nice, right? So they allowed this tranny guy in there. And then I think the guy was going through some type of gynophilic physiologic ritual where the guy was pretending to be pregnant and then pretending to go through like a miscarriage or an abortion. I mean, this is really, really, really sick. I mean, they want control of those things. They're going to role play it, but what they really do is they want control of these things. And the fourth type of otogynephilia is anatomic otogynephilia, where you have an arousal to the fantasy of having a woman's body or parts of a woman's body. So as you can see, it can go with wearing the lady's clothing, doing things that are regarded as typically female behavior, physiologic female functions like menstruation and childbirth, and then anatomic, just outward anatomic, like, you know, philia towards a woman's body parts, right? So this is so creepy. And we all know that Jews have a history of disdain and disgust for women. What does a Hasid do when he wakes up first thing in the morning? He thanks Yahweh that he's not a woman, a Gentile, or an animal. So there's, and look at the way the Jews make their women act. Look at the way all the monotheistic religions, what they expect women to do. I mean, it's really disgusting. And it's so Jewish at the root. And what's interesting is that the area of the world that has the highest rate of transsexuals and people who were getting like transsexual surgery, I'm talking about guys now, not girls, is Iran, believe it or not. And in Iran, Iran is a very anti-homosexual country. And there, they are of the belief that if a man is a homosexual, and maybe some of these men are more of the effeminate homosexuals that will become transsexual as opposed to these autogynephiliacs who are typically more masculine, in a place like Iran, it's considered better to be a tranny, like a guy tranny, than it is to be a homosexual because they have so much disdain for homosexuality, which of course is part of Islam. Islam has disdain for homosexuals. And of course, when I say this, I'm not necessarily promoting homosexuality or lesbianism, but I think the way that it's been promoted by the Jews media has been somewhat skewed. Yeah, they're using these people. It used to just be LGB. Then it became LGBT. Of course, now, according to me, it's LGBTQIAV+. But homosexuality has existed in Gentile culture, white culture for millennia. But this idea of all this transsexual shit, all this gynophilic shit, all this hormonal ambivalence, and then all this stuff which eventually becomes like pedophilia and misogyny, this is all Jewish shit, okay? So they basically, when you think about it, the whole psyop of AIDS back in the, you know, late 70s, 80s, and 90s, that was a medicalization of male homosexuality, not female homosexuality, because typically the narrative was that two guys engaged in anal sex, poppers, you know, the whole fast-track lifestyle, then they got AIDS, right? So they corporatized homosexuality, and they also made us disgusted by, not saying we should be turned on by it, but this is all part of the psyop. So they corporatized and they medicalized AIDS and male homosexuality. Then they started out with this LGB group. Then that became LGBT. And now we're in a phase where it's beyond that, where it's really just about the T, which is transsexualism, theocracy, and transhumanism. So see how they were able to use homosexuals to as a springboard for this transsexual transhumanist agenda. Just like with everything else that they do, everything else, you know, it's crazy. I call them LMNOPs at this point. Yeah, it's like people call them the alphabet crew sometimes, but I think it's like a pretty accurate type of thing to say. So these people, these gynophilias, these gynophiliacs, they are, or autogynophiliacs, they are, really creepy. And let me see, where was this link that I wanted to talk about gynophilia in? Let's see. Nope, that wasn't the link. Let's go back to the link to see if I could find it. Here we go. Doesn't seem like I could. Maybe new stuff was added. Oh, here we go. Okay. So they're talking about, well, what do you know? An Oy Vey, Sapir Bernman. This is an Oy Vey who is an otogynephiliac. A nation pays tribute to an otogynephiliac man. Here's a guy who thinks that he is a woman. And he says he felt jealous. He's an Israeli referee who has decided to embrace his otogynephilia and impersonate a woman full-time whilst refereeing football matches. What came next was a misogynistic-fueled, fetish-driven celebrity celebration of her authenticity in pretending to be something he isn't. The sexual objectification of women is on full display on every press conference and every article covering this ludicrousness. He goes on to say, I was a very successful man, whether it was the referee's union, studies, or with girls and the way my family saw me. He explains he felt jealous of the female sex and now decided to embrace that by wearing nail polish and makeup to the referee soccer matches. How womanly, how progressive. And of course, wearing nail polish and makeup doesn't define a woman or a female. Those are just some things that some women like to do. So this is really gross. What isn't being told here is how deeply erotic this is for Berman and how women are being lulled into complacency about what this fetish really means. And yeah, a lot of women, a lot of like libshit women, a lot of women in the birthing world, they're completely compliant with this. Since day one, I have been against this. I have spoken against this. I will never, ever be for this. Otogynephilia is the total objectification of women at the expense of fetishistic males. When they impersonate women, speak as women, speak for women, display what is clearly masturbatory fantasy for the world to see, it's completely dehumanizing. Like, this is so creepy. Like, years ago, like, people would have said, like, get off the field, you faggot. You know, like, I mean, and now they're like, oh, this is so great. You can blow dry your hair and, like, wear nails. Like, it's just, like, it's sick. You know, and of course, this would be an Israeli Jew doing this, right? I mean, they're fueled by their otogynephilia is fueled by their vitriol and their misogyny. Absolutely disgusting. We can't be surprised because, well, these are the type of things that are happening in the world today. As awful as they are, I feel it necessary to report on these things. I don't see a lot of people in the racialist communities talking about these things. Maybe they'll talk about how they hate things like Drag Queen Story Hour or a lot of this stuff, you know. And yeah, that's really bad, absolutely. But it goes really a lot beyond that. It goes way, way beyond that than just this. But this is really about the theocratic aspect of this. That's what I'm trying to drive home for everyone, but I'm wanting to illustrate all facets of this agenda so people can understand, like, just where I'm coming from, how multi-faceted and multi-layered this actually is. It's got nothing to do with what they tell us. It's just like the whole virus crisis. Like, they're telling us it's all about this virus. It's got nothing to do with that. It was all about eroding people's rights, causing division, cracking the economy. And just like with this stuff, it's nothing to do about compassion and safety and kindness. No, it's about enforcing a theocratic, like, religious belief where there's no other. Like, either you agree with us or that's it, right? And they really want to abolish the natural world and natural birth, right? They want to get rid of everything that's natural. Like, they're out, they're going for broke. They're out for everything. And that's the main thing that can separate the biophobic world from the real world, is the fact that humans mate and get together, or animals, and they have offspring, right? So that's what they're really trying to control. The transsexualism is just one aspect of that control. And this is such a cult. This whole thing is such a cult. There are 35,000 women or girls on GoFundMe who are raising money for mastectomies. I heard that the last couple of days too. that is crazy. Someone referred to this in one of the things I was listening to as a death spiral, that transsexualism was a death spiral. I mean, if Oyed AI wasn't enough of a death spiral for you, we've got this, which is an absolute and total death spiral. And guess how much this LGBTQIAV plus thing is worth? You wouldn't believe it. And this thing has ballooned in the last 10 years. This thing has completely and totally ballooned itself into this huge thing. Look how big this quote pride. I don't really like think it's pride. That's why I use the quotes in front of it, because it's really not pride. Why would you be proud of defacing your body? Why would you be proud? If you love who you are and you love the skin that you're in, why would you be paying some white coat to chop your body up? There's no pride in that. Pride is loving yourself and honoring yourself at where you're at, and then doing natural things to optimize yourself. That's pride. Pride is not taking it up the bum. Pride is not cutting your breasts off. That's a disgrace. So this thing, this LGBTQIAV+, this thing is worth $3.6 trillion. That's the global amount that this thing is worth. And I think just about 5 years ago, here in America, it was worth like $9 million, which is still astounding that it's worth that much. But now, with all the stuff they've been doing, and I know how they call this whole agenda globo homo. I don't really think that that's accurate. I think it's globo tranny. I think we should rebrand it globo tranny, because it's really not about homosexuality. It's about transsexuality. And once again, the goal is bodily dissociation. There was even this creepy thing. Maybe some of you guys are familiar with that show called I Am Jazz, about this Jewish kid, this Jewish male kid, this like young teenage Jewish boy who's convinced that he's a girl. And the whole family, especially the mother, who probably has Munchausen by proxy, is going along with this charade. And this child was one of the youngest children to have their genitals removed. He had his penis removed when he was a minor, and he's had like 3 other surgeries like since then to kind of fix this botched surgery of basically getting a vagioplasty, because it doesn't really take, because a hole always wants to close up. And the sickest thing is that there was an episode on that show, I Am Jazz. I don't watch this show, obviously. Absolutely, super duper. Jazz Jennings is very stunning and brave. There was an episode on this show called The Penis Party, where they threw, it was a mother's idea, the one who has Munchausen by proxy. It was the mother's idea to throw this penis farewell party with a penis looking cake, all this like penis for kids. Imagine as a kid, your parents took you to a party where there was like penis paraphernalia. Like, wouldn't your parents say, get back in the car, we're going home? Like, this is insane. This is insane. They threw foreskins everywhere. How kosher? Maybe they did. Who knows? But they had this penis party to say farewell to this child, this boy mutilating his genitals. Then I even heard even more crazy stuff where supposedly the child wasn't following through with the dilation of the homemade orifice after the surgery, you know, like the fake vagina, the neo vagina that the child was given. They weren't following through with the dilation. So the mom was intent, this is disgusting, and this is sexual abuse, by the way, intent on waking the child up while the child was asleep and sticking the dilator in there. And this is like applauded as like, oh, how brave, how stunning, you know, how courageous, what a great parent. Like, this is sexual abuse. These children are being sexually abused by their parents, and it's on television. Remember, they want to practice their religion in public. Okay? This is what this is about. Super duper is saying they have the pinata filled with foreskin. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe they had like little penis candies in it. Who knows? I mean, it's just, it's so crazy. This is such a sinister agenda to make, especially children, but all people, all humans, to be disassociated from their body. That is some really, really serious shit. And what transhumanism aims to do, besides basically making our bodies completely disassociated and disembodied, they want to put the law into the mind and body split. Like, they want the mind and body to split, and they want to insert the law. I remember, the law is not necessarily reflective of what's natural or biological. The law is just the law. We don't call it the judicial system for nothing. They had all those chocolate coins wrapped in gold foil for the young Hebes. Maybe they had penis-wrapped coins. Who knows? Maybe they were kosher penis-wrapped coins, vegan kosher penis-wrapped coins. I could imagine all types of things. So this is really about a split, a schism from the mind and the body, and putting that into law. I want to drive that point home. They're trying to create a schism, a disassociation, a disembodiment, a schism between mind and body. Like, oh, I have a female brain, but I have a penis. Oops, I got to get rid of my penis, or vice versa, right? And I learned a new word the other day. I had already known the word trap. I don't mean trap house, like that song Trap Queen. One of those skip hop people plays that song. Is that Fetty Wap, Trap Queen? I'm not too up on the modern day hip hop. But a trap is a male tranny that passes for a woman. I learned a new word the other day, a troon, T-R-O-O-N. I think of Droog from Clockwork Orange when I hear the word troon. But a troon is a man that doesn't pass. So a trap passes, a troon doesn't. So a little more tranny lingo for anyone out there that's interested. Okay, moving along on the notes. But yeah, keep on remembering that as I'm talking, that they want the mind and the body to split. They want to create a schism, and they want to pathologize this schism. Trap Troon Civil War. It's a good name for a band right there. Okay, so this is corporate cultism. There's no doubt about that. Another institution that's actually talking out about this, that's been banned from many places. They've been talking out about this for a while. I actually want to do a whole show on this topic, because I have a show I've been planning for a while about ecology. You know, me and Mike did that really great show about a sustainable white future a while back, where it showed like a picture of soil with a hand like holding a plant, like a little seedling growing, and it was a swastika. It was a really, really cool picture. But there's another group out there called the Deep Green Resistance, DGR, and they're like really into environmentalism, real environmentalism, like in the Pentti Linkola fashion, the Finnish fisherman philosopher who I talked about on one of my first episodes of White Wellness in this calendar year. But they are deeply against transsexualism, because they also have a radical feminist belief system, as well as a deep environmentalist system. If they could only see things from a racial way, like, we'd really be able to work more with that. But I think as time goes on, we're going to have to work with people who just have a certain amount of overlap with some of our ideas, and maybe hopefully the racial thing will come to them. Like, actually, a lot of these people who are doing the work on exposing this transsexual theocracy, they are women who typically refer to themselves as liberal and liberal feminists. They're no longer really on the left. They're no longer liberal feminists. They consider themselves radical feminists. And now they're working with people on the right, because the right tends to have more of an awareness for this transsexualism, unless they're just some idiots who are worshiping, autogynephilic, or like trap trannies, not autogynephilic, excuse me. Those would be troons. So the autogynephilic trannies, the ones that don't pass, those are troons. The ones that do pass, like a Blair White, those are traps. I'm glad we got that settled. But the Deep Green Resistance, that's another institution to look into in regards to how they feel about this, as well as the environmentalism bit. And they've been banned and blacklisted from so many places. So you know when an institution or a person or a group has been banned from some place and they're not necessarily racial, you know you have to look into it, because there's something there that you want to know. Okay, now what else do I have right here for these notes? Just moving right along with all of these notes. Okay, I think that's all we have right there. Okay. And now it seems like I've come to another topic. This is the topic that, well, this one might blow your mind. This is one of the craziest things I've ever come across in my life. I'm not a human that shocks really easily. I've known a lot about a lot of these things, from transsexuality to paraphilia to all different types of stuff, for some time. But I found out about something just a couple of days ago that I couldn't believe it was real. I suggest anyone listening to this not to watch any videos of this. I didn't watch any videos of this, but I did see a little like clip, like an animated meme, if you will. This type of stuff supposedly is like the heroin of pornography. So anyway, there is this, I don't know how new it is. I think it came out around 2013. So like, let's say like 8 years or so, but there's supposedly, not supposedly, there is this type of porn out there that is a hypnotizing mind control that segues in with pornography. And of course, pornography by itself is already rather hypnotic with the visuals, and then people will get hooked on crazy stuff. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sissy hypno porn, what's known as sissification hypnotic porn. And then I was thinking as I was researching this, like all those cat boys, like that gay cat boy shit that those guys on the right were doing, that was like sissy shit. All the hentai and the anime, that's sissy shit. Oh gosh, you saw it before, Super Duper? God damn, I saw that shit on Reddit, not a video, but there's a Reddit forum and it's nuts. Oh my God, it's really nuts. I read some of the men who were hooked on this stuff and they were talking about it like they were hooked on a drug. So there's this porn out there that came about in 2013 or so, and it is a mind control, hypnotizing type of thing. It's a brainwashing campaign that is basically out there to convince men that they're women. And I actually saw this expose the other day about a woman who was married to a man for about 10 years. They had 3 children together, and the guy was hooked on pornography. Eventually, he got hooked on sissy hypno pornography, and he left the family. They divorced, and he was he's in the process of getting a sex change. Oh, wow, they even have de-sissification hypno now? Oh, gosh, it's like the de-transitioning, right? Who knows? I probably could even make it worse for some people. I mean, I'm leery of any type of hypnotizing thing. But yeah, I mean, this is just crazy. Super Duper saying they write like fucking essays on Reddit. Yeah, they do. If it was some hot chick, it would be awesome. But it's a word as shit since it's weird as shit because it's guys. This stuff is so crazy where they basically will be flashing visuals to people where they'll be having all these messages about you love cock, like using all this vulgar language. Cum is groovy. Stealing my word, groovy. Visuals with captions, exactly, OG. They even have audio tracks of sissy hypno porn where you can just listen to an audio track. They tell people in the videos, you'll be forced to take estrogen or HRT, will make you into a sissy. Crazy, crazy stuff. This country is so gay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's also an intersection of people who think they're adult babies within the sissy hypno porn. There are people who actually refer to themselves as baby sluts. I don't want to ever say that phrase again, but it's people who have an adult baby fetish who also have the sissy hypno fetish. So they'll wear a diaper and a G-string over the diaper. Yeah. And tell me that this transsexual stuff is not a fetish. It's a fetish. There are also guys who seek out sissies. I'm not surprised. And sissies basically try to bait people on Reddit. Oh, God. Ooh. I am so glad that I'm a little bit older and that I'm settled in my relationship and I'm settled in my life and just, oh my God, this is just making my skin crawl just talking about it. But this is all about objectifying adolescence when you think about it. Because all these quote sissies in these videos, they're objectifying like the Britney Spears, like hit me baby one more time look of like, you know, the little thigh-high stockings, the little mini skirt, the tied-up shirt at the top, like, you know, the midriff-bearing shirt, pigtails, lollipops. Like, this is objectifying adolescence. This is on the fringe of, like, pedophilia, essentially. It's like hypnotic pedophilia. This is some really, really serious shit. It's fringe and bizarre as fuck and shouldn't be in society at all. Absolutely. Probably most of them are just molested kids. Yeah, they probably are, unfortunately. When is that meteor supposed to hit us again? OG is asking. I know this is like really scraping the bottom of the barrel when you think about these types of stuff. Oh, I also learned too that you can now get a degree in porn studies. You can go to a Jewish institution, like, you know, a Jew university, and you can get a degree in porn studies. Yeah. If gender studies wasn't bad enough, you can now get a degree in porn studies. Porn, imagine that. Imagine being like, I got a PhD in porn studies. Oh shit, how can I become a porn producer? How honorable. So Menti is saying, for a single Aryan, it's fucking crazy. Drug addicts, mud sharks, and trannies. Oh my. Drug addicts, mud sharks, trannies, oh my, right? And supposedly there's also like a humiliation aspect of this sissy hypno, where guys who have, you know, size anxiety about their penises, they'll get mocked and humiliated through these videos. And it's typically like these videos are supposedly targeting like beta males, like whatever that word uses in society. Like it's a, but I don't know. I've heard on some Reddit forums that some of these guys are more the alpha males, and they're also being tricked into this sissy porn. How hard is this class? LOL. The number one porn trick is just zoom in on your wiener and make it look twice as big. That's 90%. Or when they zoom in the guy's bum. Yeah, I haven't watched any of this stuff in like a long time. So I really, you know, I'm trying to talk about this in like an academic and like diplomatic way. But I felt it was necessary to talk about it because this is one of the aspects of the transsexual theocracy. Crazy, crazy stuff. Oh, trans porn. Believe it or not, trans porn was the fifth most popular search, I think, last year, like during the lockdown. So people are getting into some crazy, crazy shit. All this TS porn. Yeah, trans porn. And I'm sure that means guys, like guy trannies, who like traps, guys who are looking at like women, like passing as women. It's not women who are, you know, traumatized, who have eating disorders, who are abused, who are autistic, who are like passing as men. No. I think it's, yeah, dudes with tits or chicks with dicks. I think that's what it is. And there's a link between all this transsexualism and violence, like I was talking about before, where these people will be designated to the ladies' section of a prison or be designated to the ladies' section of a shelter. So this is really, really crazy stuff. Super Duper is saying, I never watch any of the weird shit. I can't imagine guys who actually get addicted to it. It's a slippery slope, too, because the porn is like, I know when I was like a youngster growing up, you know, eventually the story was like when you were in, if you were a kid of the 70s, 80s, or 90s, you probably found your dad's dirty magazine or some kid on the block you knew. He found his, you know, or she found like their parents' dirty magazine, or maybe you were watching some type of Skinamax stuff through the fuzz. Of course, if it's Skinamax, it's not going to be like hardcore. This is how most people of my generation found out about this type of stuff. It wasn't by using their phone and finding like sissy hypno porn or rosebud porn or any of this. Like rosebud porn is anal prolapse porn, just for anyone who's interested. Like it's degraded so deeply, and it's so degrading to the person who's watching it and to the people who are participating. It's just, it's really, really, really degrading. And you're absolutely right, OG. When you get addicted, you seek out the more degenerate taboo types to feed your fix. Absolutely. Absolutely. People watch it hours from a day. Yeah, they do. People just watch it hours, 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 and hours. I think they do what's called edging, where they just like sit there. They fiddle themselves. They sit there. They fiddle themselves. It's like an all day. It's like when someone like goes on like a heroin binge, you know, or like a crack binge, or it's so crazy. Like Skinamax with Shannon Tweed. Yeah, the good old 90s, right? But and this influence of this sissy hypno porn is having a huge influence on the transsexual trend. Okay, so this is sissification hypnosis, and this is targeting men. It's basically forced feminization from either telling you that you're gay, making fun of your penis, telling you to go on HRT. They tell you these mantras like, you are a girl. It's just like all the mantras they tell you with Oyed AI or transsexualism. They tell you, you're not really a man. You've always been a girl. You've been a woman longer than you've ever known. You're a woman right now. Listening to me right now, you've already become a woman. Then the speaker directs the viewer to shave his legs, paint his fingernails, and to feminize himself. And there's a guy whose name is Andrea Longchu. He masquerades as a woman now. He's an Asian guy. He claims that sissy hypno porn turned him into a transsexual. And this is not someone who is like one of these effeminate looking trannies. So this is someone who basically is an autogynephiliac and became a transsexual through sissy hypnosis, through the forced feminization of sissy hypnoporn. And this person barely passes for a woman. So this is obviously one of the ones that is an autogynephiliac. Who's the other one that Jessica, maybe you guys know who I'm talking about, has like a last name begins with Y. It's this vile Jewish man, Jessica something. This is another Jewish autogynephiliac that pretends that he's a woman, goes into the woman's bathroom. And this is so degrading anyway, like this type of stuff. Like it'd be degrading for women in this form of the cissification, but it's even more degrading for a guy to be forced into this forced feminization role. They refer to their penis as a clitty. They refer to their anus as a pussy. They refer to orgasms as sissygasms. Like this is just disgusting. And it's all over Instagroid using hashtags like sissy hypno, sissy training, sissy girl, sissy caption, sissy maid. There's even a Facebook page called Sissy Kiss, where TG girls or transgender girls, translation guys, who love getting girly, sweet, kinky, and cute. My goal is to feminize you till your penis is useless and you're crying to remove it. I'm going to dress you like a slut and I want to watch, we need hormones and waist training drastically. This is awful. I mean, imagine being a young guy and like being kind of unsure of yourself, maybe not too, you know, many experiences with women, and you just find yourself in some type of porn loop where you end up here. You're right. It is basically a death sentence, super duper. Yeah, it's on Instagram, apparently. Yeah, it's on Instagram. But of course, you know what's not allowed on Instagram? Birthing pictures. You're not allowed to take birthing pictures. Like if you're breastfeeding your child, if you're showing a picture of you, you know, birthing your child. No. That's disgusting. We can't have that. But this sissy hypno is all over Instagroid, subreddits. Wow. It's just, and here's a story that someone tells. I started watching the trans porn 5 or 6 years ago, and I remember I had post-orgasm regret. Back then, I imagined myself as a guy. About a year and a half ago, I started to imagine the possibility of being a girl in the scenarios. I wanted to be forced, effed by a man because I was turned on by the submissiveness of it. I dreamed about going to glory holes or being blindfolded and being used. Recently, I started to really question everything. I love the attention and consequently feeling like a woman. This has led to me having some gender dysphoria, and I would love to be the woman and see where it would take me in my life as being a fully transitioned trans woman. My sexual and gender identity has been completely flipped on its head because of the sissy hypno porn. See, this is like a combination of forced feminization, but also like the autogynephilia. So here you have them intersecting as one thing, essentially. This is just, Twitter is also saturated with sissy hypno porn. So all these places that ban you for speaking out against transsexualism, ban you for birthing pictures, ban you for talking about the Jews, you know, ban you for talking about white genocide, ban you for, even like Instagram and Facebook will ban you just for saying like, it's good to be white. Nope, it's okay with this, apparently. This is really, really disturbing. This is like probably the most disturbing aspect of this. I mean, I guess the whole thing with the young girls like lopping off their breasts is also like super disturbing, but like the hypnotic, I mean, this whole thing is hypnotic. Think about it, the entire idea that you can change your sex, you would have to be under hypnosis to believe that that is actually a thing that you can do. So this entire movement is like a trance. You're like in a trance if you believe any of these things. I mean, it's just, it's really crazy. And the forced feminization is insane. They wanna fetishize every aspect of being a female, from pregnancy, lactation, menstruation, lesbian orientation, puberty and adolescence, becoming physically weaker, becoming emotional, rape and sex trafficking. And they also have something called bimbo training, where like they're these guys are being trained into being like, you know, like a typical, like a stereotypical bimbo, like a stupid, dumb blonde type of like stereotype. Bimbo sleep is the most advanced and complete system of the erotic hypnotic genre. This session will turn you, regardless of your gender, into a brainless, beautiful bimbo named Bambi. Bambi loves to wear high heels, tight clothes, and perfect makeup. Left to her own devices, she will alter her body with large breast implants and lip injections. If your job will not allow for changes to your outward appearance, this may not be the place for you. And these are audio sissy files that you can find on Amazon Primate. But no, you can't find books about terrain theory. You can't find books about white racialism. You can't find books about the Hala hoax. But you can find audio tapes and books about becoming transsexual. This is unlike anything I've ever heard about, to be honest with you. They have a porn section called White Genocide? Really? Oh my God. Gosh. You're right, Super Duper. It really is about a lot of men wishing they had a woman like this and they won't get it, so they create their own fantasy. Yeah, it's kind of like back in the day, guys would draw these women in the comic books to be like the ideal woman that they wanted, like those comic book nerds, but they'd never get the woman. Now these are the guys that actually want to become girls. OG is saying it gets worse than that, Tabitha. They have sissy porn directed at white guys with black guys. Oh my God, having sex with white girls and the captions talking shit about white guys. Ooh, I had no idea. They have a porn section called White Genocide. So it's an intersection of like forced feminization, sissy hypno, and cuckoldery with white genocide. Holy shit. I've seen those things on Twitter last year around the whole riots time, where they were promoting the idea of giving your womb to blacks, breed black, have a black baby. We shouldn't really get too mad about people will be dead anyway soon. I feel sorry for the kids. Yeah, I do. Racial small penis humiliation. Wow. Imagine being turned on by that. Like, oh my God, like how deracinated could you be that you actually would get turned on by something like that? I mean, that's really... And that's taking someone's anxiety about something that might not even exist and making it so much worse. So here's exactly what this porn does. It hijacks the brain's dopamine reward center. So of course, anything that we like, whether it be porn, junk food, social media, it all has that dopamine hit reward system. The pornography results in sharp bursts of dopamine. The brain develops tolerance to the context, requiring more shocking media to elicit the same thrill, exactly what we've been saying. As a result, the pornography can lead to sexual dysfunction and depression and addiction. In addition, there is some research to suggest that consuming pornography can lead to BDD, body dysmorphic disorder, in particular penis dysmorphia among men. Given that gender dysphoria is a type of BDD that is characterized by unease with primary and secondary sexual characteristics, it follows that porn can distort self-perception and reasonably be assumed to induce gender dysphoria rather than simply drawing out a pre-existing condition. So this porn, this sissy hypnosis porn, is creating the dysphoria. It's creating it, you know? Unlike when these young girls go to one of these gender clinics and they have these issues where they feel uncomfortable in their body. Maybe they've been abused. Maybe they're cutting themselves. They have an eating disorder. They feel like they don't fit into society. That is marketed as dysphoric. They're told they have dysphoria, whilst these guys are actually creating the dysphoria based on the hypnotic aspect of the sissy hypno porn. Even just looking at all these transition videos as a young person on YouTube, on TikTok, that can be really hypnotic as well. So there's a lot of mind control going on with this whole thing. There's a lot of mind control going on in regards to even people utilizing this tranny language, right? Like I think I posted something earlier today on the White Wellness Telegram. These are all the language they want us to use. Pansexual, which is attracted to everyone regardless of anything. Non-binary, which means someone whose expression is neither male or female. So basically, any guy or girl who doesn't fit into like the cookie cutter box would technically be non-binary. So if you're a girl and maybe, I don't know, you like to wear like a lot of pants, or you like to wear like a lot of like clothing that might look like a little like more masculine, like that would make you non-binary. So I guess since I wear male guy sneakers sometimes because I found better sneakers in the man's shopping area, that would make me non-binary. Is that what that means? Or because I've actually bought like a jacket in the guy's section because I liked how it fit. Like, this is insane. I've never considered myself anything other than a female. Gender non-conforming. That's for someone who doesn't conform to the conventional expectations of masculinity and femininity. Why do we need to conform to anything conventional, right? So if we can't conform to what they tell us is conventional, then we're non-conforming. Fuck it all. Gender fluid, that's someone who goes fluid back. This means nothing. This means nothing. And cisgender is a slur they use to describe basically people who are normal, essentially. And notice there's that cis again, like sissy and cis, you know? There it is. The white genocide tag really pisses me off. It's just the nigs screwing the fat chicks and the whites think they're hot. How could any person be turned on by that regardless of the sissy hypno aspect to it, right? It's just, it's gross. Cis scum. So I meant to say you have to be careful what you eat, because to be more careful what you feed your mind. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a such thing as spiritual food. Like we may take in what we take in, you know, via mastication, via chewing and drinking. That's food. But then we have to think about the things we take in that we feed our mind, like the things that we listen to, the things that we expose our eyes to, our whole sensorium. That's also very important. The food is more than just, you know, eating a good diet. It's also what you take in your brain. And of course, for me, I'm not tempted by any of this type of stuff because I'm a woman, and this type of stuff doesn't interest me anyway. But I mean, this is something that could be affecting young white youth, especially young male youth. Like the first part of the show, I talked more about the impact on young white female youth. And now this with the sissy hypno is affecting, you know, the young white male youth. It's probably some Jew posting the vids on sites for free and retagging them to be offensive, probably. And supposedly people say that there's no way to trace back who makes the sissy hypno porn. I mean, it's gotta be Jews. Like, I mean, come on, right? I mean, look, they've been using mind control. This is like pornography meets MK Ultra, essentially. One article is calling sissy hypnosis the trans industry's golden goose. Absolutely. And remember, this is not just about hypnosis and sissification. It's also about the sadomasochistic aspects of this, like people who are into inflicting harm, taking harm to them. This is just so terrible. This guy, Andrea Long Chu, the one who actually said the sissy hypno made him into a transsexual. He says to be sissy is always to lose your mind. The technical term for this is bimbofication. Captions often instruct viewers to submit themselves to hypnosis, brainwashing, brain melting, dumbing down, other techniques for scooping out intelligence. Scooping out intelligence. Powerlessness is the main theme. So things are so depraved and degenerate in this world, people are actually seeking out powerlessness. Even though a lot of people probably who were looking at this, probably in some way, shape, or form, they probably feel powerless, right? They probably feel like they are powerless. But this is so gross. I don't even know what else I can really say about it. I just found like an article on some other website. Wow, this is awful. This is a sidebar says, masturbation is the real hero of the pandemic. This is a degenerate website. I'm going to click out of it. Yeah, this is crazy. It goes on to say that the central context is that the woman it depicts are in fact former men who have been feminized or sissified by wearing makeup, lingerie, and performing sexual acts of submission. Captions further instruct the viewers to understand that this very act of looking at sissy porn itself constitutes an act of sexual degradation, with the implication that whether they like it or not, viewers will inevitably be transformed into females themselves. Ugh, this is, imagine just like a 20-something, like young, confused guy, like typically like a hetero guy who's maybe just confused, maybe doesn't have a lot of experience with the ladies, maybe feels a bit isolated, and then comes across this, and he's being told all of these things. I mean, this is a vortex. This is a death spiral, you know? They will get you any way they can. It's really important that we shield ourselves and make the people aware in our lives, you know, the young impressionable people in our lives to, you know, basically be aware of this type of stuff. There's a reverse of that, though, with these sites. They have black women with white men, I guess. Never really thought that was much of a thing with the interracial section, but maybe it is. I wonder how long before ASMR small penis humiliation will be a thing. Maybe it already is. Maybe ASMR and sissy hypno will meet, and there'll be something like that where they'll just be... I mean, think about it. If you humiliate someone who's got very low self-esteem for long enough about their genitals, maybe they'll think about, you know, cutting them off and getting something else. I mean, think back to the way you were when you were younger, when the world was probably a little more innocent, but still just think about when you were younger, how impressionable you were to things. And I mean, imagine if we all had the internet at our fingertips when we were younger, what it would have been like for us, or maybe some of our friends, right? So like, maybe this is not affecting us right now because we're older and we're past that point and we're aware of all the snares that the Jews throw out there. But just think of those young people. Just think of those young boys and those young girls who were confused and don't really know who they are yet, which is totally, you know, a possible thing. Think about it. I mean, these are the people who are really being affected by that. And of course, nowadays, a lot of parents just have their head up their ass, right? So then these kids are going on these websites. I mean, imagine you could be at home and you could have everybody in their bedroom, and the daughter could be in her room looking at mastectomy photos of girls who had their breasts removed on Reddit, and your son can be in the other room, you know, masturbating to sissy hypno porn. You know, it's like, this is where we're at in this world. Like, it's really, really dangerous, dangerous stuff. Super Duper is saying, it's not that big, but you think, but they're usually better looking black chicks with its typical fuck boys. It's pretty hilarious. Just look at Chet Hanks. He's banging all the black tail he can get. Yeah, he's a creep. And he's promoting that whole psyop of the white boy summer. What a bunch of bullshit. Really, really gross. So basically, this sissy hypno porn seems to be the genesis of a lot of this tranny slang. They use a lot of these mantras, like I talked about earlier. Trans women are women, sex workers work, don't shame kink. So like all this stuff that all these mindless retardates are promoting is, oh, you've got to be compassionate, you've got to be inclusive. It has its root in autogynephilic men. It has its root in men who are being sissified by forced feminization pornography. So when we pull it all back, we realize that this LGBTQIAV+ is exactly the P. This is all about removing boundaries, making their religion a real thing. That's what they want. They want to promote their religion in public. Make no mistake about that. This TH agenda, whether you want to call it transsexualism, transgenderism, transhumanism, it's all essentially the same thing. It's tinkering with nature. It's mind control. It is the most gaslit thing I could possibly ever imagine in my life. Like, imagine telling someone, sometimes women have penises. Not all women have vaginas. Some have penises. That is the most gaslit statement I've ever heard in my life, right? And now they're gaslighting people via this sissy hypnosis pornography. And of course, this moves into the whole cosmetic industry. They market specific makeup just for guys. Like, guys can get specific makeup. Of course, they're going to need a hell of a lot more to look like women. They actually even have these feminization courses that guys can take to act like women, talk like women. The course costs about $1,300. Keep in mind that all of this female acting is more of the hyper-feminized female acting. Like, you know, that typical, like, look that they would show, like, in the movies where someone's, like, hyper-feminized, like, walking a certain way, like, batting their eyelashes. Like, not to say that that's... obviously that's typically more of a female behavior than a male behavior, but they're objectifying this hyper feminized version. Like, it would be really funny if there was like dyke hypno porn where they were using like dykes, you know, like bull dykes, like in the hypnotic things where they were telling the guy like, oh, you're going to become this dyke, as opposed to like this really like kind of like hyper feminized version of a woman. Like, it's crazy. They're pushing the most feminized version of a woman, which just shows you that it's autogynephilic, right? It's so obvious. And of course, not only do we have the cosmetic industry and this femme essentials courses that have people walking around and prancing around like a hyper feminized woman. Personally, I've never really acted like that. I've always considered myself, like I said, a woman, but like I never needed to. I always figured that people who acted in that hyper feminized way, like trying to be completely like overtly sexy, we're probably missing something. Like, I think for male or female, the best and easiest way to be sexy is to be yourself. Be smart, be funny, you know, be authentic, take care of yourself. Like, that's sexy. Like, walking around with your ass sticking out and like batting your eyelashes, that just makes you look like a retard. Personally, that's how I feel. So there's this whole cosmetic industry, this sissification, like coaching classes. There's all the HRT, all the hormone replacement, all the sex reassignment surgeries. This is big money. So if Zog can get one person to do this whole transsexual thing, I mean, they could make so much money, like so much money. Like, the stats of sex reassignments are like, it's crazy. And the amount of guys doing it seems to be, of course, more of a guy thing. Really, really crazy. All of this is just crazy. When I found this the other day, I just found it through researching transsexualism. This thing came up called sissy hypno, and I was like, what is this? And I've heard of sissy pornography before. I heard about that back in like 2012, 2013, but the hypno piece, that was something that was new to me that I had never heard about. So now there's this whole transsexual makeup industry. The global message of inclusion, right? So all this crazy makeup. And when I was talking earlier about that woman who had a 10-year marriage with a man who got addicted to sissy hypno, and then he decided he was a woman while they were going through the divorce, the money was being like split up, I guess. And she saw like some credit card receipt where he had spent like $200 at Ulta Beauty, which is like a beauty and makeup store, on makeup, you know, to look like a sissy, essentially. And she only had $100 left to either buy diapers or maxi pads for herself. So she bought the diapers for her children. Like, this is just, this is deep level depravity type of stuff right here. Let's take a gander at the chat right here. Some men can get pregnant. Some men have periods. Have you ever seen those campaigns that these period things are doing? Like, there's a brand of these things called Thinks, T-H-I-N-X, these period panties. It just seems really weird to me. Why would you want to wear a pair of panties that have like a built-in pad? That seems really unhygienic. Why wouldn't you just wear a maxi pad, an organic maxi pad, or use like one of those like menstrual cups? Like, you don't have to use like the disgusting rayon tampons or the disgusting rayon pads, but like, they have this advert campaign with this company Thinks, where they show a bunch of women who have decided to take testosterone, they're growing beards, they're getting masculine features, they've cut their breasts off, and they're showing these women in underwear, and they all have like a red spot, like right in front of like their panties. I mean, Midwest Wife says, this begs the question, what the hell is even a man or a woman anymore? They don't even want to have designations for men or women. They don't really want that. They want that to be completely, completely just eradicated. Like, oh, you're just a man or a woman. You're just a normal, regular person. Like, you're not like an XYZ, ABC, and have like a thousand different things after who you are and all these insane, inane pronouns. Crazy. I was just explaining to my daughter about Starbucks. Oh, she hears me talk sometimes. Starbucks is actually one of the places that will pay for a double mastectomy. They will pay for it. But if you say, yeah, you know what? I just want really big boobs. Will you pay for my breast implants? No, they won't. But if you think you're dysphoric, they will pay for you to cut your boobs off. It's crazy. This world is just like, they hate whites. Absolutely. They do. I mean, I haven't gone to Starbucks in a really, really long time. I mean, their coffee is shit anyway. I'm not really into coffee, but like their coffee is shit. So like, I don't know who would want to even go there, but like their policies are so anti-white. I mean, they're anti-human. I mean, that place is just like, ugh, just a really, really, really gross place. I mean, all these fast food places, that's another thing. Like, remember like a show we did last year where we talked about all those places that were promoting Antifa and BLM and promoting like all of the crap, you know, like after like the whole, the riots and everything. There's a list that I found that I'm going to drop into the chat right now. This is a list of businesses that promote transsexualism. She doesn't understand because it's wrapped in a pretty bow. Yeah, that's the thing. See, all these rainbow colors, which naturally appetize children. I get it. I've loved the rainbow since I was a young gal. I used to watch that Reading Rainbow show. So I totally get it. Like when you see rainbows and glitter and unicorns and supposed love, like you think, oh, this is so good. But then you hear all these brutal stories about, you know, people just mutilating their body and then being more depressed afterwards and then having irreversible damage and being sterile and having no sexual function. I mean, they had to wrap this basically, this is Jewish ritual murder. That's what this is. This is a blood sacrifice. This is a blood ritual of Gentiles, especially Gentile children. And they had to wrap it in this pretty little rainbow bow, you know, and say, oh, inclusive, rainbows, unicorns, you know. It's nothing like that. And those symbols, like that rainbow symbol is the Bifrost Bridge. That's the bridge that gets you from Asgard, Earth, or heaven rather, excuse me, gets you from Midgard, which is Earth, to Asgard, which is heaven. Like it's the bridge you take, you know, when you make that journey into the next realm. Like it's not, that's the Norse mythological aspect of it or explanation. And then they take this and they completely flip it around and they've been using it for their own agenda, right? It's travesty what they're doing. And what they're doing, especially to children. Like I have compassion and sympathy for anyone who's been hoodwinked by this agenda, but especially for the youngsters. That's like the worst of the worst. So I posted this link right here. These are a bunch of companies that are promoting transsexualism and transhumanism. And it may be hard to get completely away from all of them, just like it might be with the list of companies that promote BLM and, you know, Antifa. But there are, it's like everything from Amazon to Domino's Pizza. It's literally everybody, eBay, Google, LinkedIn, MasterCard, Nike, PayPal, Twitter, Uber, Visa, Yelp. Like you can't get away from it. Like those were the big businesses. Those were just the large enterprises. Apple, American Express, Ben and Jewies, Citibank. And then if you look at the smaller companies, there's smaller companies too. Some of these, I don't even know what these companies are, but like even these smaller companies like Foursquare, that's one that maybe people know, TripAdvisor, they're bending down and taking the no Vaseline up the bum, you know? And they have all these supporting rights organizations. And all they ever do is talk about transgender equality. It's the same talking point they talk about with the white genocide agenda. We want equality, you know, the whole civil rights thing, which is pretty much they're still writing that ridiculous critical race theory. So they always want to use language. They want to use language. They want to wrap it up in a pretty bow. They want to make it look like it's something good. Come on, it stinks and it's so gross and it's so disgusting. They would have to wrap it in this bow and make it look this way. Otherwise, people would be like, oh my God, that reeks. I don't want anything to do with that. Like, I don't want anything to do with that. And that's pretty much what we should be saying. But since they wrap it in this bow and since they've made it in a way where if you say, you know, I don't really go for this, this isn't really my type of thing, I don't believe in it, then you'll be called all the usual words that a racialist is called, you know, a bigot, hateful, you know, phobic, you know, whatever word they're going to use to call you, whether it's on the racial debate or whether it's on the transsexual debate, they will use those vitriolic words. They will say that you're hateful when they're really the ones who were hateful. There are people complaining online that there was no field on the OIDAI vaccination consent card for people who were transsexual. They were crying about that. And I wrote, this is peak 2021, permanently mutilating your sex and immune system and crying over paperwork. I mean, this is where some people are at. Another thing about this transsexual agenda worth mentioning is all these guys now that say they're trannies that are participating in women's sports. And of course, since men have more testosterone, men typically have more physical strength, especially more upper body strength, they're gonna outdo women. You know, they're gonna be able to do stuff that women can't do physically. So this is really fucked up. There's a fighter, I think it was that guy Fallon Fox. I talked about this on the last show too. I think this guy or someone else, a tranny, broke a woman's leg or something like that. So like women are not just having to compete with these men, these autogynephilic men, but they also have to risk getting hurt because of it. And then I saw this shirt that now they're selling, some transsexual charity is selling this shirt that has those two cut lines that you would have, like if you got a bilateral mastectomy, you know, a breast amputation. They are selling a shirt now with those lines. So the propaganda is everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Everywhere. And this is a very interesting thing too. What they're calling top surgery, I don't like to use the euphemisms, I like to call it breast amputation. The numbers of this have gone up drastically. So we had Facebook debut in like 2003, YouTube debuted in 2005, Instagram 2010, and then we saw a huge rise from 2010 to, it steadily went to about 2015. We were talking earlier on the show, some of us in the chat, how around 2015 was when this shit started to break. We had Bruce Jenner on the cover of Vanity Fair. We had Laverne Cox, I think, on the cover of Time magazine. So as soon as that pretty much happened about 5-6 years ago, the amount of people who have gotten their breast amputated from 2015 to 2018 has gone up dramatically. And I'm sure now, here we are 3 years later, 2021, I'm sure it's even more than that. It's crazy. Here's even Food Network magazine promoting the tranny flags. You can make cookies that look like the tranny flags. I mean, you can't get away from this type of stuff. You have to basically completely turn off all media. Oh, and here's something where transsexualism and OIDAI basically intersect. They want to inject males with progesterone to treat OIDAI. Remember, at first, they were going to do this with estrogen, and now they're doing it with progesterone, but they're injecting it. I mean, how irresponsible. How irresponsible. Mind-ogling. Really, really mind-ogling, all of this type of stuff. It's crazy. I just can't imagine what I would think of all this stuff if I was young. I mean, the whole idea of it being medicalized, I mean, I don't think that I would have ever referred to myself as any of these things, for the reasons that I would never prop up the medical community, whether it was surgery or hormones. And then number two is I would never use a term that the media coined for me to describe myself. That's why I don't use words like white nationalist to describe myself, or national socialist. I like to call myself an esoteric racialist, because I completely just have no regard for any of their terminology, anything that they do or believe in. I just completely just, I laugh at it. But I know that not everybody feels that way, especially the younger people. So it's important to sift through all of this. This new religion is threefold. They want no race, no sex, and germs are bad. We need to obliterate all three of these things. They really have to. A lot of things are online with what's going on right now with these things. Like, it's not just our future, but it's the future of the youth. I mean, if all these youths think they're, you know, sissies or whatever they think they are, I mean, what hope do we have for any future, any normal future in this world, right? Exactly. What's wrong with you? You don't like unicorns and rainbows? You're spreading hate. These kids have to live with their bodies for the rest of their life, and how dare these adults do this? Yeah, I mean, all these adults, from the people who are the therapists to the people who give the hormones to the people who actually do the surgery, all of these people need to be held accountable. And everyone should educate themselves on this, especially, I'd say, especially parents, if you have, you know, young children, if you have like nieces or nephews. Like, this stuff is everywhere. I mean, they've already captured the hearts of most people with anti-social media. And this is everywhere. It's on Instagram. It's on Twitter, where you can't show a picture of someone like breastfeeding, but you can show like Sissy Hypno. I mean, this is such a depraved. See, here's the thing. This is all in their world. Remember, this is in their realm. This is in their VR, in the internet. So like, they're creating this sick, twisted, degenerate, divisive reality within the confines of technology. And that's becoming a real world problem for a lot of people. This reality ended in 2020, and now we're living in an imagined hell. Maybe in a lot of ways, you know, like the whole end of the world thing, right, in 2012, and here we are now. Midwest Whitey is saying these dumbass adults are patting themselves in the back while they destroy children's lives. Sickening. I know, it's so sickening. And then, like, you're told, like, oh, you're bad. Like, I've heard of people who have lost friends because of this, you know, like, lost business associates because of this. Like, they've lost their professional and their personal livelihood just because they don't agree that children should be mutilated. I mean, imagine actually losing people in your life because of this. Like, this is such a hot button topic. And I really feel like I never got the chance to really do a in-depth broadcast where I laid it all out and let it be known that this is their agenda. It's Jewish. It's misogynistic. It's anti-white. It's anti-Gentile. It's pro-pedophilic. It's autogynephilic. I mean, it's how could anybody, after hearing, like, if anyone was like on the fence after they heard this broadcast, how in the world could they ever, ever think that this was a good thing? I mean, if they do, I mean, just have that person out of your life. I mean, I've already lost friends because of my views on being a racialist. And of course, you know, being a racialist, of course, you would never support transsexuality. That goes without saying. But it's the way it has to, you know, if you have to lose people in your life who just are retarded or who are bowing down to things that actually, like, literally hurt children, well, then it's their loss, essentially. It's not yours. You could always make new buddies. But we live in a different world now with different territory. So I think that's all I have to say. I've been going for a while here. I want to end this broadcast with an Aldous Huxley quote. Medical science has made such tremendous progress that there is hardly a healthy human left. And of course, he wasn't the most savory fellow. He was involved with, you know, LSD and, you know, he wrote Brave New World with that drug Soma. Everyone was kind of just afraid of natural humanity, but he is correct in that, quote, medical science has made such tremendous progress that there is hardly a healthy human left. I mean, they've already diseased people's minds so much, and now they're just putting the final nail in the coffin by diseasing people's bodies. But, you know, it's one thing to, you know, be wild and stuff and maybe did stuff in your past, like maybe, you know, you did drugs or, you know, you race mixed or whatever. But even though those things aren't the greatest things to do, you can still live a regular, normal life most of the time after doing those things. I mean, I guess if you have a mixed race kid or, you know, you got really damaged by the drugs, that's another story. But after you do this stuff with the transsexualism, after you take the dominant hormones of the opposite sex, after you cut off your breasts, after you amputate your uterus, after you try to make your vagina into a penis, after you try to make your penis into a vagina and get breast implants and shave your Adam's apple down and get a trachea shave, like, you really can't do a lot to go back. Like, maybe you can make a little bit of progress, maybe going back, but you're never going to be able to regain what you had before you were damaged. A lot of things in this world are permanent. Some things aren't, but a lot of things are. And of course, when the youth are young, you know, when you were young, you thought you were invincible. you didn't realize like how things were looking into the future. Like you didn't really have any perspective for that. And it seems a lot of even people who were older because of this whole YOLO mentality, they don't even have a perspective of like, oh, where am I going to be in 5 years? Where am I going to be next month? Right? So yeah, I think I'll end it with, oh, I have one more quote, another Aldous Huxley quote. This is from Brave New World. I ate civilization. It poisoned me. I was defiled. And then, he added in a lower tone, I ate my own wickedness. And this quote was actually the opening sentence to an article about sissy hypno porn. So that's where I found that right there. Interesting. But the sissy hypno is considered to be a trans porno remix. Gross. So I think I'm all talked out for this show. Thank you, OG. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Always love to see everyone in the comments, to see everyone here and to get the good comments and just to have everyone just spread the awareness. Exactly. Healthy people don't spend shekels on treatment. They don't. Healthy people seek friends and family and other types of natural modalities to heal. So that's how we used to heal back in the day. You know, we didn't go see some kike, you know, with a pen and a pencil or a pen and a clipboard. We used the community to heal. You know, we used our racial kinship, our family to heal. We didn't use like, you know, basically corporatocracy, you know, or medicalized corporatocracy to heal. Thank you, Country Girl. I'm grateful for you being here in the chat and adding to it. You've been a lovely addition to the community of this network. Both me and Mike are happy to have you here. So I'm ending this show now. This has been White Wellness, the Transsexual Theocracy. I am Tabitha. You are listening to White Wellness on the American National Radio Network. Be sure to catch all the wonderful broadcasts over here at the one and only American National Radio Network. Please share this show around. This is a really important topic. I know it's kind of dark, but we got to have these things come to light in one way. The times are dark, so it's important that, you know, we share that darkness so we can basically have it, you know, become light and just obliterate all of this toxic Talmudo technocracy, theocracy crud. Okay, everybody. Satnam.